जयो पंचतत्व 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 जयो पंचतत्व जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नितय गौरा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल
श्री प्रभुपाद की ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे पांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्तक्यां नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं नित्यानन्दमहं नौमि सर्वानन्दकरं परं हरिनामप्रदं देवम् अवधूतशिरोमणि नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनामिने गौरतिसे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्रा जगन्नाथाय ते नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्गायते किं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दं माधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम् Before I start, I seek all blessings from all the devotees, especially from Padisha, his Jananivas Prabhu. So here two shlokas are there, today's 11th and 12th. 12th is written on the board. The first one I'll recite, later we'll recite all together. Namadhyayani kurvanti sthanani cha narabhuvi durgeti bhadrakaliti vijaya vaishnaviti cha. Twelfth shloka, it's written on board. Kumuda Chandika Krishna. Kumuda Chandika Krishna. Madhavi Kanya Keti cha. Madhavi Kanya Keti cha. Maya Narayani Sani. Maya Narayani Sani. Sharadeti Ambiketi cha. Sharadeti Ambiketi cha. Kumuda Chandika Krishna. Madhavi Kanya Keti cha. Maya Narayani Sani. Sharadeti Ambiketi cha. Kumuda Chandika Krishna. Madhavi Kanya Keti cha. Maya Narayani Sani. Sharadeti Ambiketi cha. Matajis. Matajis, please. Namadeyani, different names, Kurvanti will give, Sthanani in different places, Cha also, Nara, persons interested in material energy, material enjoyment, sorry, Bhuvi on the surface of the globe, Durga iti, the name Durga, Bhadrakali iti, the name Bhadrakali. Vijaya, the name Vijaya. Vaishnavi, Vaishnavi iti, the name Vaishnavi. Cha, also. Kumuda, the name Kumuda. Chandika, the name Chandika. Krishna, the name Krishna. Madhavi, the name Madhavi. Kanyaka, Kanyaka iti, the name Kanyaka or Kanyakumari. Cha, also. Maya, the name Maya. Narayani, the name Narayani. Isani, the name Isani. Sarada, the name Sharada. Iti, does. Ambika, the name Ambika. Iti, okay, also, cha, and translation purported by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Lord Krishna blessed Maya Devi by saying in different places, on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names such as Durga, Badakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Isani, Sharada and Ambika. Because Krishna and his energy appeared simultaneously, people have generally formed two groups, the Shaktas and the Vaishnavas. And sometimes there is rivalry between them. Essentially, those who are interested in material enjoyment are Shaktas, and those interested in spiritual salvation and attaining the spiritual kingdom are Vaishnavas. Because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Maya Devi, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas, however, are Shuddha Shaktas or pure Bhaktas. Because the Hare Krishna Mahamantra indicates worship of the Supreme Lord, Lord's energy, Hara, a Vaishnava prays to energy of the Lord for the opportunity to serve the Lord along with his spiritual energy. Thus, Vaishnavas all worship such deities as Radha Krishna, Sita Rama, Lakshmi Narayana and Rukmini Dwarakadisha. Whereas Durga Shaktas worship the material energy under the different names, the names by which Maya Devi is known in different places have been listed by Vallabhacharya as follows. In Varanasi, she is known as Durga. In Avanti, she is known as Bhadrakali. In Orissa, she is known as Vijaya. And in Kulahapura, she is known as Vaishnavi or Mahalakshmi. The representatives of Mahalakshmi and Ambika are present in Bombay. In countries known as Kamarupa, she is known as Chandika, and Northern India as Sharada, and in Cape Camorin as Kanyaka. Thus, she is distributed according to various names in various places. Srila Vijayadvaja Tirthapada in his Padaratnavali Tika has explained the meanings of the different representatives. Maya is known as Durga because she is approached with great difficulty, as Bhadra because she is auspicious, and as Kali because she is deep blue. Because she is the most powerful energy, she is known as Vijaya. Because she is one of the different energies of Vishnu, she is known as Vaishnavi. And because she is known as the Kumuda, because she enjoys the material world and gives facilities of material enjoyment, she is known as Kumuda. Because she is very severe to her enemies, the Asuras, she is known as Chandika. And because she gives all sorts of material facilities, she is called Krishna. In this way, the material energy is differently named and situated in different places on surface of the globe. So, the meanings already Srila Prabhupada has given. And different energies are there, we know, multi energies are there, Krishnas have. So few energies have been mentioned by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Bhagavatam. That list is like Vimala, Utkarshini, Gyan, Kriya, Yogamaya,
Rohobi,
Satya, and Satya, Satya I have written. Anugraha, one name I have written some mistake. So these are the few energies of the Supreme Lord as been mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Among that, the energy which is mentioned here, it is Yogamaya. Yogamaya is the one of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Yogamaya is worshipped in different places and different names and different forms. So these are like main names, we can say, what Prabhupada has written or the Acharyas. But above this or below this, the sub devatas means the names of the Yoga Maya has been, sub devatas are there in different places, like South India, different names, and in South India, different places, different varieties of worships are going on, and people are worshipping very opulently because they will get the some benefits. Already it is mentioned that some people worship because she is famous in giving the material opulence. So people worship in different way, in a different opulent way, in different places. And they are mainly worshipping all due to the desires for enjoying the material world, material nature. And to enjoy this material world, they even won't care about the Krishna. Sometimes, you know, when we go for preaching, people say that, oh Krishna, Bhagavad Gita I have to read. Oh, he is very, you know, he is not so easily pleased. We have to give up so many desires, then only he will be showering blessings or giving some boons. Immediately he will not give. So they will go to different demigods like Shiva and all. And mainly his energy, Maya Shakti. So mainly the people are attracted to them, to the Yoga Maya potency, because they are getting some material opulences and some you know, sense gratification. So some examples are there, like, you know, some people, they worship the Shakta or Shakti or some other demigods, and they say that, no, I am happy in my material life. And mainly the in India, Matajis are more inclined to worship. And Prabhupada also says that Matajis, their nature is like that. They want to worship. They want to be a subordinate to someone. They don't want to be like dominating. So they worship the different demigods for material benefits, like their children, their family, their husband should be good. Some people, they don't even know that why they are worshipping. But somehow or other, some people they are worshipping. Other people they are like, you know, seeing that, and they are also doing. Like for example, they are putting the you know, sindoor here. Some people they don't even know that why they are putting. So in this way, different people worshipping the energy of the Supreme Lord. And here some different worships, why we should worship, or why it is not good to worship the Shakti, means the potency of the Lord. Why worshipping means for material benefits, hankering for the material benefits, and why not should be worshipped to the Shakti. Then the some points are there, like the results of this worship of the Shakti will stay in the material world for longer time. That means it extends the existence of this material world. Means we will be continuing in this material world. And entangles us with what? With different, by giving us different opulences, opulent life. And Kunti Devi is saying that, I don't want this. Like Janma Ishwarya Sutta Svebe Enamana Vada Apupan Naivaratibe Abu Abhidatum Vai Tvama Kinchanagu. Janma Ishwarya Sutta Svebe Enamana Vada. Okay. So different Janma Ishwarya and Shruta, good in education, good life, good birth, opulent life and beauty, bodily beauty. These are all like obstacles to the approach to the Supreme Personality of God. With intense feeling, we will not be able to worship the Supreme Lord. So Kunti Devi is saying that it's an obstacles to approach you. At the same time, she says that vipada santu tasat sat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavatu darshanam yatsyat apunar bhava darshanam. I want so many difficulties again and again. Why? While difficulties, I'll be able to remember your name to you, and at that time you are helping us, and in this way, by remembering you and by having darshan of you, there will not be any second life in this material world. So we can stop this. So one has to follow the Kunti Devi, because Kunti Devi's prayers are mentioned in the Bhagavad first canto itself. It's very important prayers among the 24 prayers mentioned in the Bhagavatam. And entanglement in different ways are there. Like one of the acharya, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I hope in the Upadhyaya Upakhyan, is saying that one king was attacked by other king, and that king, when they were going to attack them, retaliate them, the son of the king and son of the Mahamantri and son of the Senapati, three persons came and they fell in love with the daughter of the king and the daughter of the Mahamantri and the daughter of the Senapati. And by the time they came from the battle, they saw that these people are like in love, and they decided to get married. And when they noticed all this, first of all, king has ordered them to arrest. And before arresting, they were taking that decision like how to arrest. There are different levels of devote people are there. One is king's son, one is Mahamantri's son, prime minister's son, and one is the Senapati's son. So what we'll do, king's son will be shackled with the gold chains, golden bars, and the Mantri's son will be shackled by the silver bars, and the Senapati's son will be by iron bars. So it is like, you know, bewildering. They are shackled somehow, and they may think that, you know, I was treated in a good way. Like that in the material world nowadays, some different jails are there. Some high level people, political leaders go, they have all facilities in the jail. And the other persons will go, they have some other different services, different facilities, accommodation will be provided. Like that it is like a bewildering to them. You know, they entangles in different way. And they think that, no, I have been treated. Like that some people are there very rich, and I don't have much problems. Maybe they have some problem, but not that much like comparing to the poor people they have. So somehow or other we are entangled, and it bewilders. That bewilderment, everybody will get bewildered by the Maya Shakti in the form of three modes of material nature. In Bhagavad Gita 3.7 it is said, ప్రకృతి క్రియమాణాన్ని గుణై కర్మాన్ని సర్వస అహంకార విమూఢాత్మ కర్తహం ఇది మన్యతే. సో వి ద సోల్ ప్యూర్ సోల్ బిల్డెడ్ బై ది త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ అండ్ థింగ్స్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ద డూయర్ అండ్ వీ యాక్ట్ లైక్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ డూయింగ్. ఓకే, లైక్ దిస్ ఆర్డినరీ లివింగ్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వాట్ టు సే ఈవెన్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ అమాంగ్ ద డెమి గాడ్స్ బ్రహ్మ ఆల్సో గాట్ బివిల్డెడ్. వి ఆల్ నో దట్ ఇన్ ది బ్రహ్మ విమోహన్ లీల అండ్ ఇట్ వేస్ట్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ యు నో వర్షిపింగ్ ది శక్తి ఈజ్ లైక్ వేస్ట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ వేస్ట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్? వి విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అడ్వాన్స్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ ఆఫన్ మీన్స్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద టైమ్ వి విల్ బి రొటేటింగ్ ఇన్ ది యునో 14 planetary systems in this one universe. And the acharyas are saying that brahmand brahmito kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasad paaye bhakti ladapich, unless and until we are coming in contact with the pure devotees of the supreme personality of Godhead, we will not be getting out of this. So it's like a waste of time when we worship the shakti. And results, whatever results when we are worshipping the Shakti, the results are good. Results are good. It gives the sense gratification. But it is not permanent. It is temporary. It won't last for long. So, it's like waste of time again. And the last one is, the Maya Shakti's nature is to take us away from Krishna. When we worship the Lord, Devi, Shakti, it takes away from Krishna. Of course, sincerely, if somebody is worshipping, it helps. For the pure devotees, that same Shakti will act like Yoga Maya and it connects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It will not allow them to go away from Krishna. So this Yoga Maya, when it is acting in the material world, it acts like a Mahamaya, and in the spiritual platform or in the spiritual world acts like a Yoga Maya. So its nature is like that. We will be going away from Krishna. Whereas when we are worshipping the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they both have come, descended onto this material world, both at a time, simultaneously. The Shaktas and the Krishnas, Vaishnavas, Kastas are. So both are like competitive, Prabhupada says in the purport. But the results are like this, whatever competition is there. But the results are like this. They will not be able to reach the ultimate goal of life unless and until they come in contact with the pure devotees of the Supreme Lord. So it's like, even though it is engaged, the Supreme, the energy of the Lord, it is equivalent to the Supreme Lord, and it is acting against, no, it's on the will of Lord, but it is taking away the devotees, the non-devotees are engaging in the material activities, not allowing them to realize about the supreme goal of the life. So, when we worship the Krishna, what benefits are there? So, first one is like, we will be worshipped. Whoever worships the Lord, they will be worshipped. For example, Swayam, the Shakti Devi, Yoga Maya itself, in the form of Durga Devi or different forms, are worshipped all over the world. All over the world it is worshipped. Because the Shakti is engaged in the service of the Lord. Simply she is engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all others are worshipping her. And all the demigods are also in this way, they are all devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why they are also being worshipped by the living entities in this, human beings in the material world. So they will be glorified, like Prabhupada, all the pure devotees are glorified. One, and he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, he can give us the topmost destination, the topmost destination, the topmost planetary system in the Vaikuntha planets, he can award us. So that's the ultimate goal for the living entity. So one has to, one can engage in the Supreme Personality of Godhead's service to achieve this. Of course, devotees are not hankering to get the worships from others. Similarly, the Devi Devatas also will not be giving any problem to us when we are not worshipping them. But most of the non-devotees of the Lord, they are scared, fearful of that if I worship neglecting the yoga maya potency, then they will have some problems. And with fearful condition, sometimes they, by the force of devotees, they engage in Krishna consciousness, but immediately they will have some problem. According to their karma, maybe they are suffering, then immediately they will turn to again the Shakti Puja. So in this way, they will not be able to come immediately into the devotional service of the Lord. And by worshipping the Lord, we can get the liberation. Liberation means not the lowest liberation, the topmost liberation we can get. Among the all liberations in the Vaikuntha planet, the topmost liberation, this Madhurya Bhav, we can engage with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can play with the Lord, we can talk with the Lord, and Lord also reciprocates in the same way with us. What else we can have the more enjoyment than associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So in this way, we'll get the topmost liberation by worshipping Him, by worshipping Krishna. And when we are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are advancing. We are advancing. Like third chapter, 40 shloka of Bhagavad Gita, Neha Bikrama Nashosti Pratyavayo Navidyate Svalpam Apyasya Dharmasya Atrayato Mahate Ubhayat. The most dangerous situation, we'll be skipped that. We'll not be able to look into that. We'll not be able to reach that. We need not go to that state, that position. So we'll be advancing, like, you know, in this life, whatever Krishna consciousness we have performed, and somehow we left in the in between, and in the next life or in the next time, we'll start from that same point. Whereas in the material world, whatever worshipping we are doing, then again we have to do all the material benefits, whatever we are getting in the by worshipping the Shakti, again when we take the next life, again we have to endeavor for that, to achieve that same benefit. But the benefit of this worshipping Krishna will be there, and that will continue in the next life. And by worshipping the Lord, we will get detached from this material world. So some people also says that when we are reading Bhagavad Gita, we'll get detachment, or when we are worshipping the Supreme Lord, we'll be detached from this material world. Like, for example, like, you know, Dhruva Maharaj, when he worshipped the Lord and he got the darshan of the Supreme Lord, and he is saying that, no, I don't want. Somehow or other, he was regretting that. You know, somehow or other, I was asking this, I was desiring for this, I am foolishly, but I don't want this. More than this, what else I want? He was regretting that I was desiring for that before starting into worship of the Supreme Lord. So devotees also can learn this, like before, usually we desire like this. So one should not desire any material facilities or going to the higher topmost positions or planetary systems, whatever it is, in the material world. That we should not desire while engaging in the Krishna consciousness. And the Lord is saying that, how he is giving, even though some devotees, in the beginning, everybody, even myself also, when I was engaging in Krishna consciousness, I was also having desires only, so many, most of them are like that. So, but the Lord is saying that, Ami Vigyo, Tumi Murkho, Vishayikena Debo, Sa charanamrita diye vishayi bulaibo. Means you are a fool. You don't know what to ask, what not to ask. Like, you know, we are worshipping the Lord, and when we get the Lord, we are asked, like Dhruva Maharaj was saying, that I was desiring for a broken glass pieces. I got the diamond. So, in that way, when the devotees are thinking that I am like foolish man, I was desiring. So Lord is saying that, Tumi murkho, you are fools. You don't know what to ask. What for you have to worship me, you don't know. But I am not that. I am very intelligent man. Ami vigyo. I know all that. So what I will do? Sa charanamrita di. I will give my charanamrita and I'll make you to forget about these material desires. That's why we should take every day charanamrita. And at last we will get the love of God. The topmost, we cannot even imagine that we will be in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can you imagine that? We will be. And the love, the Lord also reciprocates with us, that same love. And He is expecting actually that you love me. Like in the material world, when we love someone, one of the sannyasi was saying that in this material world we worship so many relatives. I worship, like, you know, wife and husband, they love. Wife they love, or else mother they love, or the child they love to a friend. But when they are loving to another person, we are expecting something in return. Like a small boy is loving means making a friendship with someone, but he is expecting in return that they also should love me. They also reciprocate the same way. Otherwise we are rejecting them. No, I was thinking something else from you, but it is not, I didn't get that. So I'll reject. Like that, they reject. After that, in the teenage, they love someone, opposite sex. And after that also, they won't get that same reciprocation. Especially in Kali Yuga, we can see that. There is no real love is existing. In the material world, always there is no real love is existing. But in Kali Yuga, we can see very clearly that nobody is attached with one wife, I'm sorry, one boy or one girl, like that. So it is, then father, they love the wife or husband, and then they love children. They won't have love with the wife and husband, but due to the love, affection with the children, they will be together. So they love the children. Like this, when they become like elderly people, the children, then they won't love the child, they won't love the parents. Then they will understand that, oh, I was investing so much love for him and he is not caring at all. Like this, they will get detached from this material world. So ultimately, one has to engage in loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas the Supreme Personality of God, it is always waiting. Whole day is waiting for us, when you will come and love me. I am ready to love you, same way. Of course, better than that, He loves. Even though we are not loving Him, still He loves us. In the demigods, the demons, or non-devotees, whoever it may be, if they are not loving also, they are rebelling the Lord also, still He loves like everyone, and He gives the life air and grains, all He is supplying. By the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are existing here. We are surviving to engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After getting that all the benefits, that's what He says, that, you know, we have to engage in the service of the person who has helped us. So like that, Supreme Personality of Godhead is giving all this. So ultimately we have to engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is intelligence. So this is all happening due to ignorance. Okay, so Prabhupada is very mercifully, He wants to take us out from this illusory energy. At the age of that 70, He went to foreign countries, all over the world He has preached. just to take out from this influence, from the influence of the Maya. So we should be grateful to Prabhupada always, and we should be grateful means how we can show? Be honest to Prabhupada's teachings, be honest to his instructions, and follow his instructions and be in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada doesn't want that, you know, simply you chant like a minimal, okay, whatever is possible you do. No, you have to advance in Krishna consciousness to get out of this Maya and go to the spiritual world, to be in control, to come into this control of the Yoga Maya potency. So, like this, we are also victimized, myself also victimized, everybody is victimized. But we won't even understand that we are victimized by Maya. When we are victimized fully in illusion, what we will understand that we are out of illusion, we are not in illusion, we won't even understand, it is like bewilders us. So to understand the potency or the bewilderment or the illusion of the Maya, one has to come out of this Maya. Then we can understand this, what is Maya, the nature of the Maya. So to avoid that, getting victimized by the Maya, one should associate, the three things are there. That is, one is sadhya, sadhana, sangha, and swadhi. What is that called? Seva. Sadhana, one should be like reading shastras, morning program very strictly, and taking shelter of the holy name very seriously, sincerely. So, for the pleasure of Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to do this sadhana. Otherwise, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Atma Indriya Priti Vancha, Tarvole Kam, Krishna Indriya Priti Icha, Dhore Prem Nam. Simply by engaging in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the love of Godhead we are achieving. Dhore Prem Nam. Okay? So that we have to do the sadhana very nicely, strictly. Morning program means attending the up to the morning Bhagavatam class. So many devotees are here, how many are attending? We don't know. But one should feel that, like to please Srila Prabhupada, one has to follow this. And Sangha, association. By association with the devotees, we will be advancing. And by advancing, by associating with any devotees, advanced devotees or any devotees, and staying with the devotees, we will be able to understand the ugly face of the Maya. Otherwise we will not understand that. And while staying with the association with the devotees, we'll read, we'll hear, and by hearing the examples of worshipping the Maya from the devotees, we may get out of this Maya and become serious in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as we have experienced earlier in the beginning, how we were convinced of having faith, and now we have developed a lot. So similarly, that seva, one has to engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That should be, whatever seva means, what kind of seva, like different sevas are there, seva ashrams are there in Kali Yuga. That only, you know, manava seva, madhava seva, they teach. But the seva should be like, you know, that should be institute our constitutional position. Means when we are engaged in some service, that service should take us to the our constitutional position. Means engaging in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we are neglecting or relaxed in Krishna consciousness, then always there are chances of embracing the Maya. That Krishna Bhuliya Jay Jeev Bhogavancha Kore Nikatastha Maya Tar Jhapatiya Durbe. So when we are like simply inattentively, when we are doing, immediately the Maya will attack us and take us away from Krishna. So that's why we should be very sincerely take shelter of the holy name attentively and one should chant the holy name. That's what the Prabhupada also says, that by chanting the holy name, only holy name can deliver us from this illusory energy. I'll stop here. Any questions? Comments? Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. Prabhu, right in the beginning you mentioned that when you go out to preach and you meet people and you ask them to worship Krishna, they see that they have read Bhagavad Gita and they say that we have to give up a lot of things to worship Krishna and we don't want to do that. So I was wondering, is it that our book distributors are so good that these people whom you are going out to meet, they already have Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita and they've read it also and they know what they have to give up and all that, and by the time you go and meet them, they say we don't want to, you know, or how is it working? Because when I was growing up, most of us, I mean, have absolutely no idea whether we have to give up something or pick up something, who is God, what is God, nothing. So this is absolutely new, that when you're going out to preach, people are saying, no, Krishna means I'll have to give up. So where is this idea coming from?
Illusory energy, Maya Devi.
This knowledge that I'll have to give up something, what are they saying they'll have to give up?
No, you know, the nature of the soul is always enjoying, Anandamayo Bhyasat, which is coming from Krishna. So I want to enjoy. And we don't want to leave that.
How do they know that they even have to leave something to worship Krishna?
No, it is not like Krishna, but they want to worship the demigods or the Shakti to have sense gratification nicely, enjoy the material world. Usually that they have, I heard, might be, or especially some, like, you know, my experience, I've seen some people, like, you know, especially in India, Matajis won't worship Krishna because Krishna has many wives. So they like Rama, but they won't come to Krishna like that. So they are scared in that way. And some people say that I did, but I'm not getting anything. It's not immediately he will not give, Lord. And when they are reading Bhagavad Gita, they are not reading under the direction of and guidance of the devotees of the Lord Krishna, who is coming in Guru Parampara. That's what Prabhupada says. Any other questions? Yes, Mataji.
The list of energies you gave in the beginning from Bhagavatam, does it come under external energy or internal potency?
No, it is not mentioned. Only Yoga Maya is in the external potency. It is becoming external potency. But these are all like internal potencies, some multiple potencies we know. But the name, I didn't got the details of it. External potency means Yoga Maya is converted into external potency in this material world. I don't know, in different places some other potency is there which is acting like an external potency. Maybe Janani Vasuprabhu can give an answer.
Yeah, the Lord has His energy, His one energy, Yoga Maya, which expands into unlimited forms. So her reflection, according to the Brahma Samhita, Chaya Iva Durga, like shadow, reflection is Durga. So it was not, there's not two energies, separate energies, Maha Maya and Yoga Maya, it's just one energy. That energy is Yoga Maya. Okay. And her shadow reflection
Mahamaya.
Is Mahamaya in the different forms.
Okay, Maharaj. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very nice class, Prabhu. You said that we have been loving to our kids, and then someday we find that it's not worth. Yeah, they are busy in their own love, and Krishna is waiting whole day for us.
Yeah.
Because this I witnessed in the Mangala Arati program. I find two boys. They were around 14, 15 years old. In a white Vaishnava dress, and every aarti they were jumping, they were dancing like anything. And I was wondering, we have been so many years in reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, I find that much love is not there, but these two kids, they were jumping, you know, dancing like anything, full ecstasy. So from where they have got this love? They might read, though I'm sure they might not be reading all those things. The love was flowing, you know. Where they have got this love?
Prabhu, you also have so many devotees, exalted devotees are there in Mayapur, in that maybe you are there. But due to the health condition, we may not be dancing like ecstatically. If we dance, our body is not supporting. But in that mood is there, no? You want that, you are having a desire. That itself is enough, I think. Krishna is like that, no? Bhav grahe janardana. So they are young, they can dance, they are happy, they are like passionate, they can dance. They are engaging their energy in the service of the Lord.
Positive only, I am talking in positive only, for their side also and for our side also. And I am not comparing also.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki.